Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Mrs. Ya'el Davidowitz, Perek Kuf Tes, Chapter 109, I Am Prayer. Who are you? How would you answer that question? You may respond by saying your name, or depending on the context, you may respond by saying what school you attend or what grade you're in. You may respond by saying what family you come from or where you live. You may describe yourself as Jewish, as an athlete, an artist, a girl, or some other quality or identifying factor. David had many qualities and many roles. David was a shepherd, and then he was a king. David was a poet, and he was a warrior. David was a son and a brother and a husband and a friend and a father. David was a Jew and a devoted Eved Hashem. But in this parak, David describes and sums himself up simply and powerfully. Pasuk Dalet, the Ani Tefillah, and I am Tefillah. Rashi comments that David was in a constant state of prayer. Here are Rashi's words, the Ani Mitpalel Eilecha Tamid. Just like we're in a constant state of respiration, we're always breathing, David was in a constant state of prayer. What does this mean? Did he spend every waking hour and moment in the Beis Medrash, in the Mishkan? No, of course not. David spent years on the battlefield. He spent decades leading the Jewish people. And in the first part of his life, he was in the fields, caring for flocks of sheep. What this means is that David was in a constant state of communication with Hashem. Davening, tefillah, talking and communicating with HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't just for specific times in his day. It wasn't just relegated for Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv times. Wherever he was and whatever he was doing, David was in relationship. He was speaking to Hashem. Va'ani tefillah, I am prayer. David was a living prayer. It is literally how he identifies himself to us in this parak. And there's a lesson in that for us. Tefillah is not just a slot on our daily schedule. We're supposed to be connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout the day and throughout all the moments of our life. The formal tefillos of Shachris and Mincha are important and have tremendous value. But let us take inspiration from David HaMelech and seek to increase the tefillah throughout our day. Tell Hashem what's on your mind. Ask him for help for anything, when you lose something, when you need something, when you just want things to go as expected. Thank him for everything and anything. Take a step to make tefillah part of your very identity. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Ellen Greenspan, Le'ilui Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Bas Fegel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.